Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Yeah. Hey! Thank you. Be so robbery me. Help me to fool. Yami wangwani, yami, yami tufu. These old people carry something I think we needed in this generation. And it is nothing but the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. They feared God and God loved them. Yeah. I pray that this end time will have that ancient oil. Ancient oil. Yeah, let there be a restoration of the broken tabernacle of David. Let there be a restoration of it in this end time. May the latter glory be greater than the former. May the move of God be overflowing for his people. My God, say a good amen. Yami. Yami tufu. Yami wangwani. Yami tufu. Yeah. Hallelujah. Whilst we are also standing, allow me to welcome you into the house of God, into the presence of God, and do a very quick revision of last Sunday. Even though I was not here on the F5 service, and it just reminded me that I was here. So let me just do a very quick revision of Error of Balaam, episode 8. Very quickly, and then we can be able to work. Watch, you will get the scripture for us, and it's Acts chapter 14 and verse number 21 in the F5 service, whilst I read the ones in the W3 service quickly, and the help of the Lord will be a portion. Allow me first of all to read our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verse, as the Bible said. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we require and desire to see Jesus. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, the 35th, and 36th verses. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, the Bible said, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Allow me to read this in our language. Anyhow, I shall cry so at the Biba Metumpo Frimu as if it is. Or see a Baba when he tears us in any soon to Monia Monster. Na mwenye ahuodendi ya jwani efri niye mebebe inaimu na makujina unipaba nini mwenye monsre debia mwenye ahuodendi ya jwani efri niye mebebe inaimu na makujina unipaba nini. I quoted in the W3 service Ezekiel chapter 37 verse number 7 is a messianic prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse number 7, the Bible said, so I prophesy as I was commanded, and as I prophesy, there was a noise, and there was behold, there was a shaking, and bones came together, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Whoever is on the thing, please, if you can be, you know, focused and follow me, we have too many to do. You know, so I was talking about that this is one of the Christocentric or messianic prophecies that are going to come to pass. We are going to, as a matter of fact, this particular scripture is already in motion. So at some point, when you look at these particular things, there are four dominant things that are here. There is a prophecy according to commandment. And then the next thing is noise. Noise. For example, like the 67-year-old woman 3 days ago who committed suicide is noise. Why would a 67-year-old woman want to commit suicide? You are already a grandmother. You have become a model to your grandchildren. They look up to you. You can't disappoint like that. I don't care how life has turned. Allow everybody to tell you the things they are going through. Listen, living in Accra is not a joke. Living in Accra is not a joke. It's not a joke. I'm not a hypocrite. The fuel you buy, I buy. My daddy came from the market yesterday and told me, we are here. I'm saying, we are here in the because it's been a very long time she's been to the market herself. And then she turns up into the market, a bottle of palm wine that used to sell at 7 Ghana cedis now is 18, 19 Ghana cedis. As a Ghana, yes, she, and I'm saying, yes, she actually. Yes, she actually, yes, she actually. Yes, she actually. Everybody is going through something of a sort, but it has only been the grace of God. You see, that's why I love that song. Can't buy the power of God. Can't buy the power. That's right. Day by day, come what may, I'm kept by the power of God. Yeah. So Paul said, I am who I am by the grace of God. It's a noise. Put the scripture back. And a lot more noise, like the baby that was thrown into the pit latrine. That's noise. That's noise. Like Russia's war on Ukraine. That's noise. There's going to be a lot of noise. It's not no love. Like Pastor Peter committing suicide at Kaswa because a girl refused to marry him. That's noise. That's noise. You see, as I'm standing here, there are things that if I'm dealing with on my personal life basis, I will have to get over it quickly. Because many people look up to me. Yeah. I cannot come here and say, Dede, Hamepa, same. Dede, how is it? Anybody who comes to the pulpit must purge themselves before they do so. They ought to purge themselves. This is what he was talking about in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19. We have read it a couple of times. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knows them that are his. You know, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But look at verse 20. That will shock you. He said, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some to honor, others unto dishonor. In the 21st verse, he said, but if a man therefore purge himself. Another version will help me in this verse. He says, become the kind of container that God changed. Let's go look for something else. They said, those who make themselves clean from all those evil things will be used for special purposes because, listen, they are dedicated and useful to their master. But listen from the beginning, dedicated and useful for their master, but from the beginning he says, those who make themselves, God will not make you. You will make yourself clean. That is where the virtue or the fruit of the spirit by the name self-control comes into the picture. Don't even come to me and say, well, you're a how. Well, you're a how. Purge yourself. Purge yourself before you become an usher, before you become a prayer warrior. purge yourself before you come into the pulpit. You ought to purge yourself. Purge yourself. I've seen preachers taking the rift with their wives or spouses into the pulpit, and their wife is sitting down, and this man has a microphone and is addressing stuff from the altar. You have anything with somebody, deal with it before you come here. Purge yourself. Make themselves clean from all those evil things. Why? Because they are dedicated and useful to their master. Ready to be used for every good work or deed. Amplified will help me. In the Amplified version, the Bible said, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself, this time not themselves, he has personalized it, himself, from these things which are dishonorable, disobedient, sinful, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, set apart for a special purpose and useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Purge yourself. So go back to Ezekiel chapter number 37. He said there will be noise. And then the noise will not be enough. There will be a shaking. Shaking, no, and a very many people be there. Yeah, sorry. They will not just leave church, they will leave Christianity. This is the apostate state of the church. The mass backsliding. I'm a comfort message. Shaking beer. Let's see. And then the Nam Kwanson. I heard the day praying this morning, and I think this evening, she was saying, because we need the grace, especially in this time where it is very easy for people to be weary and tired. There is a shaking going on. There's a shaking. But may I remind you that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And also to remind you that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Kingdom of God is not only what God can give you, American visa, a husband, a wife, a child. That is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is also righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's also the kingdom of God. You may be seated in the presence of God. You sang beautifully. I appreciate it. Put our theme there for us, a poster, and I'm dealing with today, even though I'm not done with the revision, I'm dealing with five special decisions that every Christian must make before the close of every year. Before the year goes to one, you have been following and serving the Lord for some time now. By now, you should be able to understand the discourse of those decisions. They have to be intentional. They have to be, deliberate decisions that you make before every year goes to a close. Say amen. Let me finish with my revision quickly, and then we can be able to go into today's discourse. And so I quoted Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 7. Then I quoted Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 11. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 11th to 12th verse. The Bible said, and I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and from the west and sit with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be thrown out or cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why will the children be thrown out? Why will the children be thrown out? This is why I keep telling you, don't be too quick to judge anybody who comes into the house of God that does not look normally like the Christians. Because you will be shocked. You will be shocked during eternity. Our judgment is not God's judgment. I'm trying to paint a picture to you how the end time will look like. But our judgment is not God's judgment. Seriously. Somebody who does not dress like you. I was with Prophet Asamoah, bless him. Went to the church on Sunday, joined them, you know, to fellowship. It was like their annual Thanksgiving, which we are going to have one, you know, and we joined them to fellowship. Everybody in the place, every woman was in duku. It's nice. It's nice. The moment duku fono starts to tell omuemu duku no momo kobon samje, you have made a digression. On Sunday, I was talking to you that Samson, now a Rasta man. Samson, now a M-Pese. And you want to know why you Utram-Pese. When you mean a Yen M-Pese. God made him a Rasta man. There were 7 big locks on Samson's head. If Samson turned up in this building right now, the Christians, some of them will say, this guy, he doesn't know God. But he was a judge of Israel. He was a Rasta man. And so he's saying that people will come from the east and from the west. When you learn, when you study, you know, geographical locations and study geography very well, you will come to a realization that when he says the east, he's talking about the Middle East, the Far East, the Near East. When he says the west, he's speaking to, you know, the Americas, the Europes, and all that. The Bible said that they will come and sit with Abraham. They will come and sit with Abraham. DR Congo, Rwanda, you know, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Ghana, Togo, you know, La Côte d'Ivoire, Chad, you know, Senegal, Mali, and all these guys, Cape Verde, they will all come. Uganda, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, you know, Lesotho, Swaziland, all these guys, they will all come and sit with Abraham. And he says, then the children of the kingdom will be thrown out. Get out of this place. You workers of iniquity, I do not know you. Because the children of the kingdom, they have become so familiarized with the things of God. They come to church, but they still have girlfriends and side chicks. You don't have side chicks. How can, you know, a whole elderly man die from the hands of 2 side chicks? And the side chicks were gone. His money was gone. What shall a young man cleanse his ways? Psalm 100 and, 119 and verse number 9. By taking heed unto your word. I would love just you to use the lights in your cameras just for tonight. Let's see how it goes. I love that you say, "Dear na branti e debeti te na kwa." Na chon say, "Ni me bibiro onu abranti wane nam hono e mana kwa hunte." Ni me bibiro onu mana kono. That is what the Bible was talking about in 2 John chapter. 2 John chapter, I think it's 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15. 1 John, the second chapter, the 15th verse. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 15. The Bible said, "Mamu no wiasia na niye me wumu ubido wiasia jani dono inini mo." Diye wu wiasia na hunama kone niwa kona sitene ma uwa uwa imfriye jano. But when you put it there, I am going to look at it systematically. You know, because when he talk about the world, he's talking about the system. Do not love the system. Don't love the system. Not the place, the system. The system means what they do. What the people do. Do not love it. What the people do. What this flesh wants to do. Hunamwe wants to do a lot of things. Hunamwe wants to do a lot of things.
Has lust. Lust. Yeah. Unamno penny ma bibriye. It depends. Papa, me person me yet me intimi ni aboni ya me penen no ana me ye. Kuse ungrum grum betine mimo. Yeah, the good that I want to do, I cannot. The evil that I resent, I hate. That is exactly the things that I've been doing. This is why most of us can, you know, repeat the same sin and come back and confess. Oh, Father, this is the last time. And you revisit that prayer tomorrow. I'm very sorry. I promise that I will not be on this bed again, but here I am, oh Lord. It reminds me of that song. Me pesa, something like that. Woma brabo yimo. Me pesa, me sumu yiye. Son sumpe, ona. Okay, you say, radie, me yawo. Woma brabo yimo. Me pesa, me sumu yiye. Hallelujah. So bring it back. Look at how he puts it in the next verse. In the verse number 16, he mentions three things. He talks about the last. And then he brings it to pride. Last, pride. Last, pride. That's what Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 24 was talking about. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 24. The Bible said, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. One of our lovely daughters was telling us, you know, there's a man in America who has a wife in America, does not have children, came to Ghana, befriended this young lady, and want, you know, to make babies with her. He made babies with her before she joined the church. Now she's telling me her story. And then the man got angry and all hell broke loose when the lady just watched me one day on the television. And I was preaching and I said, Obi kunu na hell. Obi kunu na ha in thy mouth. Obi kunu ka na wutri. Unquaswate. Ne yirisugu ne yam. Okwadamnim. When she heard that message, she said, this is over. Called the guy and said, I will call your wife and tell your wife that I have sinned against her. And I'm very sorry. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya. From that day, the man hates Kofi Odro with passion. Kofi Odro don't even know this person. I don't know preaching. I'm a mini party who preaching. Hey, kunam na shemi paso. Shemi so. Akono no shemi so. Adian teme. A kana sa wong konkoyo. That is what it does. As Christ is to catch them. If he was one year on a pencil. Everybody is pressing to go into the kingdom. Luke chapter number 13, verse 24, Osemom pray. Jude chapter 1, verse 3, Osemom pray. Adiano enya common. Jewo pray. We're going to say that from when, not from Luke 13, 24, Jude 1, 3. Yeah, pray. Every day it is a struggle that the Holy Spirit helps you.
Say a good amen. Amen. Yeah. So I read that particular one. And then interestingly, I read something also similarly. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Luke the 17th chapter, this was in the W3 service. And I said, and when he demanded of the Pharisees where when the kingdom of God shall come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation. And then Jesus said, neither shall he say, look here or there, but behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom is in you. The kingdom of God. No, they cannot say that. That is the kingdom. Or here is the kingdom. The kingdom is a revelation. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It's a culture. It's a conviction. The kingdom of God is in you. My brother, Bahana, you know, this first time about free from was when he be Namson. No, I said it be the war. Namsidepi. It is the kingdom of God that creates what you are seeing. Kingdom no is in somebody. When the kingdom creates that thing, say, ah, go when you be well. Yamia, he knew where two monon in this human. Yami be when I make a catch Alabaster City for. Yami be when he. Because I know I'm so be a 1 year, Juma, the person in who didn't come who quarter. Mechanical seeder. Who be a 1 year, Juma, the person who didn't come. I'm going for the good draws one day. I bought my much as he in your baby. I'm sorry. We're going to say my toy be a brave one answered. Separate me in income. When you have your person who did your name, now they're quite happy to be first. I fear about the unconnoisseur. Then I started teaching them and I said to them, who grew up at you will be more brave or offer Greece with you than I anywhere in the crowd and going to be in any. Then the person begin to see opportunities other people don't see. Ahini enu ati umono juma idi enu no. Me say, sa ahini enu babetina umu a ono. Bwane funo. You resented. You will not. There is no iniquity that you have. You have a taste and an appetite for. A funo wo. You don't even want to know. What tene pampanye bon. Ahini enu ati umono juma idi enu. So he says, the kingdom of God is in you. I am teaching the word of God that is going to listen. And this is why I am so pleased and I give God the glory when I see you coming to church with your children. Even if they are not listening to what I am saying and they do not even understand what I am talking about, the fact that they are in this atmosphere, the kingdom is brooding over them. Acts chapter 14, verse number 21, 22, and 23. Allow me to read it in English, and then Boachi will read it. He said, when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. And the Bible said in the 22nd verse, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation or affliction enter into the kingdom of God. I will take my time in the future possibly, and so that we can be able to address this particular little thing. A lot of people feel that when you become a Christian, there is no suffering. Now, I will tell you the reason why. Because most of us hear a faulty gospel, a false message, that come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, all your troubles will be over. Come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, everything will be over. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. But when we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, there is a sacrifice that goes with it. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. Let me show you something interesting. Philippians, the third chapter, the 10th verse.
He talked about something similar in John chapter number 12 and verse number 20 and 21. You know, over there he talked about there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship. Stick there. Don't bother yourself. Came up to worship in the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "We want to see Jesus." But here he said, "That I may know Jesus and the power of his resurrection." He didn't stop there. He went further. "I want to have fellowship with him." This is the word koinonia. "I want to have koinonia with Jesus, and I want to share in his sufferings," plural. One of the sufferings that you will meet is in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 10 and 11. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Get a pen and write. It will be helpful to you. Get a pen. Tell somebody, to people, nibi mami, let me borrow your pen. I'm telling you, mebaye na me chiche luto number and come when you are mebaye na me cast a single 439 and come by now where you will phone record. Mutu and Nichia dear chin with young couple. Truth! No kurenguan yekana. Listen to this. He said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Persecution, yeah, did you grow tired? "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And then in the verse number 11, listen to that. He said, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil." This is one of the suffering that every Christian will suffer. People will accuse you falsely. Now cry Christo near one can will be a cry and will be Jijo. It's because send me two, so I didn't want to be just now. Yeah, I send me, I know, is he a pampas? Dorothy, minima, you may be a head, and say, "I can hear with Yamia Jumem." To lead in the house of God is a very difficult thing. This is why it comes with grace. It comes with grace, special grace. We papa we kujano, sister mami, you know, I don't know mukujia we no mami jame. And the nibreno is not just to that person. The nibreno is to the leader. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's one of the things that I would love us to, in January, outline, you know, some of the structures that is helping us to serve the Lord well, you know, as a church. To put all, some of these things together. What the church does. I said in the condenses, you know, funeral at Dansuma, and I said, in Presby Methodist, CAC Apostolic, when anybody dies, all the church can do for you is to come and sing their hymns and then pray and read tributes and go and bury you. Case closed. When we say praise before two bukuda, Methodist for almost all matter at our dear shoulder. Julian and Timmy Shatta did into much children who are near beer when him get to a theater. We had Mambo so I got to watch. Because these are some of the things that bring offenses in church. Offenses, Mama Comfort, in church. And then we a man envelope, and then I'm on my mommy envelope. Uba sorry by G envelope. Our name Reza. Uba sorry by G envelope. A brianua, you need pair prayer, a hini, and I send you at home. Now my mommy envelope, dear, major alcohol harvest, be a whole envelope with your father. A whole envelope in bed. And this is why people are using the benevolence of the church as their weakness. And the Obano Abeka story nicely and all that. And I was telling you a story of a woman that came here, told the story. She had an accident and all that, how she got injured. She attends an Assemblies of God church, Asumua Amali, you know, attends an Assemblies of God. I asked, what did they do for us? They never did anything for me. If you got too many, and then I took her to Forest Empire because she said the story. We raised money for her. We gave her over 35,000 Ghana cedis, rented a place for her, furnished the room. Asumua, she had already been to Royal House. Royal House given her over 100,000 cedis. And then went to Agrada's church. Agrada had also given her 40,000 cedis. Somebody has taken something as a profession. Lying. My boss is here. Is it a Timmy Akikabe 170 album? This year, what to me the 170 at all? We'll be at the dinner, you know, 170. Let's welcome the prophetess and the man of God. Mommy, we're too much. This is my mother, amazing woman. I've come and sit next to your mom. Yeah. Clap for them. Amazing woman of God. Special woman of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, those things, why we here? There are so many things that are going to be distractions. Distractions! That the main thing why we come to church in a crowd, yeah, they are tonching. Namia Samnum Pabono, I don't confine with person in Christ and follow Christ. We will throw that away and we start following the distractions. Many years ago, a man of God had a revelation. I had an encounter with a man of God, you know, Prophet Kingsley J. Gosen. And then he had a revelation. And in a revelation, God was standing on one side of the bridge with the host of heaven, and the devil was standing on the other side of the bridge with the host of hell. And then the Lord is telling his people, be still and know that I am God, repeatedly. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I, and the devil is standing on the other side, and the devil is using something like candies. And the believers are all with God. And they are hearing repeatedly, be still and know that I am God. No more devil. No. Hey God, sir. So yakemla God. No ababi diha. Obijiha saha. Okay, kwami, muda sujina. Dia munina. When you know, we are about to swatch them, you know. Yeah, you are, you know. And they are hearing God, be still and know that I am God. Be still. We're in your enemies, be still, no one, I become. Be still, no one. From the yin, I won't carry. Be still, no one. She's a mommy. Say, hey, family, dear mommy. And this is how the church have been lured by the enemy. Now, when we are preaching truth, they can't hear. Satan, the tofia dada. Now, the kind of entertainment in church, in the name of miracles, we don't care where that miracle is coming from. As long as it looks magical, mystical, to them they don't care. What can I say? You are beka. Now you are done for being in any diagro. Now I am pesa. Me money di no am pesa. Would you know what to be? Momo, because Auntie Teresa, Pamina and the Papa APC, Mamino, PNP and this PDC, Mamino, or Mofie opposite. I want to know more. Nigerian neighbor, almost friend and soul, but somebody. He has a name. I know the name, but I don't want to mention. The story behind his birth was that Nema Aminu Ntimingo. Many years, when he came out, that was how he was. Why can't we wait upon the Lord? Be still and know that I'm God and I empower to you. Where somewhere is saying, and no sounds better to us. Be still. We don't care about that one. You want to follow that? Put the poster up of our theme there. Why don't you read the scripture and let us hear you in that language? Read the word. Focus on the picture for me. Read the word, sir. All over again, yeah. 22 in the Quran, and we hear me say.
Okay. But you see, now what she share is you have for Nakradin.
Share one Kradin!
2-1 for 7.
2-1 for. It is here that I came here, and it was confirming the souls of the believers. Share one Kradin. If it is anybody, be the crowd to a pity. Show me Kradine. We show me Kradine. We are 2-4. 2-4. Show me Kradine. We show me Kradine. We are 2-4. Any of you two near? But the hard one, my wind, you grab it. Yeah. For two, baby. Obi adi ema we ni mere krono unko hon. You know, ema we ni mriska. Emprimpem temse obi nyango. Ubi kunu mkone ho. Upasa uche ubi yire mkone ho. Inu tu nsumentu. Entam huhu kika. Enko ho. Inse unhunu. Inye chiri. Ya. Ni nani ya futu unibi. Kwa hindi wa unma trini peni. So yuye ya ni uwa kwa. I am dealing with something on radio. It's a series that I'm doing on radio. And on the radio, I have come to the place. I'm dealing with top 20 mistakes that I've seen people done in the Bible. And I've seen people done in history. And I've seen people doing in my time. And one of those mistakes is wrong foundations. Wrong foundation. Abeka, I see Ubi Ohonma Ubutri plating of her. That's that kind of job. Behuno say ne manketua mukosku wa tesanoha. Sorry, 30 years. Na be ma fa no. Mami timi ko da. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and about 9. Now we dey tomato kata no no ada. Can you imagine that? Abofran in my obeda. Easy. Show them a crowd in 2-4. And yes, any probably be brought to work because any probably were wrong foundations, weak foundations. This is why this generation want to sleep with a man that they are meeting today. The foundation is wrong. If somebody is receiving training in righteousness, trust him on your Christo Walashimli in this place and can meet you at fiance on first date and can kiss the person first day, you have a wrong foundation. Your foundation is weak. Ah, it is. Hurt you. Your foundation will determine the answer that comes out.
Sometimes I'm looking at people in my own team, people are protocol and all that. A faux pas will be too many in your team. We say, foundation, say, we need it. This is why God is preventing certain people from getting married. It is not the devil. God. He will stop you from going to disturb somebody's son or daughter. I'm telling you. Unyini bad makachiro. A lot of it. We see that crack in country. They see me. I see your crack. I see. I'm on my way. I see coin. Bunny bitch, I just block you. Bunny no one be blocking coin. As I finish, because today I'm going to do question and answer. My time, 10 minutes left. Let me use it well, and then I can be able to wrap up. Put the team there, and let us work. Five decisions every Christian must make at the close of the year. There are five decisions you have to make before you cross into the new year. Number one, be thankful. Be thankful. When you're here, you be sister, be thankful. Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Be thankful. Read it, Boache. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The Bible said in the next sentence, be thankful. Be thankful unto God. Be thankful. Sister, I fear we are. Yeah, sorry, 4 days ago, said, Ubiya kuna seba, na se ne mba, bita se. What they say, can you could be drawn more that same year? Imuna we must be thankful. Yeah, be thankful. Psalm 97, verse 12. Psalm 97 and verse 12. Psalm 97 and that 12th verse. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. And give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. This is where that song came from. Kind you, Yamia. Never give thanks. On the 18th of December, which is going to be the last Sunday of this year, 18th, no, 25th is going to be the last. 18th of December, we are going to have a very special Thanksgiving service. In this place, first, second service, we're having Thanksgiving. Be thankful. It's a decision. He has not given you a three-story structure yet, but I am thankful in all things. Yeah. I like that song so much. Yeah. And we don't wait until we have all gathered to be thankful. Stand in your bathroom and say, Father,
Sweetie, have you forgotten the accident the Lord delivered you from this year? Other people didn't come out of this. Other people died. Afume. We have buried people. Yeah. So be thankful. It's a decision. Before the year goes to an end, I'm grateful. Gratitude. Gratitude. Yeah. I know all the worship songs, the latest one, you know, all the latest ones. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all we see, how great is our God? I know all the, you know, I know all the nice ones. Name above all names, you are worthy. I know all that. Order. Adumo, Aduma, Adumo, Yami, Adumunti, Nami, Tiasi, Ewa, Dumti, Nami, wo. There. It's centered on you. Adum, Adum. Tell me any of them, then I will tell you the best worship song. Bring any song, which is Thanksgiving, I will sing it. I know all the nice modern ones. I know all that number. But when the person is thankful, I believe the best worship song ever written was sung by Hannah Marv. Soon I will crown, I will hear, cause soon I will hear, cause soon and I will crown and I will hear, cause soon I will hear, cause yeah, in Ampona, that's right, only will be said, oh, he know in Ampona, yeah. Will soon I will crow and I will yeah, cause soon I will. This song sums all the worship praise, it sums all up. The best worship song. Can't have worship, but mama comforted. We don't sing this one, we are not done yet. Yami aye be thankful. And I look at your children, how God has protected them. Other people's children have died in children's hospital. But yours are alive. Mercy, be thankful. Be very, very thankful. It's a decision. Before the year goes to an end, you ought to be thankful. Yeah. That song, I don't play with it. I was given just 12 hours to be evicted from a house. And I knew a woman that came to love me and it was a help to me. I was looking for her. I heard she had built a 4-bedroom house at Tantra Hill. Nobody lived in it. I was looking for a place to live. This was 25 years ago. And I got to Asari original pay all the building at Abeka because Asari's sister. The woman was so rich then. I lifted the song. As I was climbing the stairs into the building, I said, Okokro konyango powa when you come now so about time. Obutanya me kiriwa mpanhwia sasi so. Abandindia me gani betuawa wuntumi mama tamfo. Uye wu, uye wangwa, ubi anti minti wase, debia dahina mpona. Ah oni wu se ohine ina mbona. Even in tutu was well, soon I will crown. Hey, It doesn't take long for the tables to turn. Treat people well, please. Please, please treat people well. Make us a man or conam dinachi. To me, every dance was a crache. Kasa. Nam say, we'll be a catch and say, what die, what time? What did you know? To me, pet nine, what didn't say, share in a bag, man, who ye key not to train. So I caught the key. I said, we're a dino. When I sat at British Embassy 2003, first time of applying for a visa, Kofa ba confuse you be echi, you be so funny in a buyer, we kanche na we so bumpy. The song that's on Hinambona only will be so. Hinambona. Soon I will grow. And I will, yeah. So recently when we went to the woman I talked about, we went to visit her recently. When she saw me and did it, she cried. It doesn't take long for that. It was the time. Treat people well. That woman, despite everything, she loved me. She treated me good. She gave me a place. Came back later to live there with the day. She still kept her. She's got a big portrait picture of mine in her hall. She has kept for 20 something years. And then going to her to pray for her, she was like, what have I done to deserve this visit? Ubi e chemo unhu se abanenje and say, hey, papa ina abafi hey. But they didn't know that Martine Fiyoho for over 2 years. Be thankful. Because thanks makes room for more. Thanks. Aseda. Ubi e kwain ema duduwa. Eba. Be thankful. 2 years ago, December like this, Seth, Pastor Richard was at Dr. Opoku's hospital, ready to be moved to Kolebu for a surgery that will take him over 1 month into the new year in coma. And his life was in a balance. So you are sitting here today, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15. Colossians 3:15. The Bible said, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And listen, he said, and be thankful. Be thankful. Eyiwaya ensado. Oh, yadawasia ensado. Eyiwaya. Nanka agne sao be wari afiba wong wari. Bari yadawasia. Ya. Omu aware kura ibi wujwa ibiwa omu kura. Yadawasia. Uniyamia umaye, that's right. Uniyamia, uriyanko bada. Awasia. Number two decision you must make as a Christian before the year goes to an end: take stock of your life. Tenacity. Sit down. This is if you January critical analysis. Take stock of your life. Sit down and take stock. and I look at, you know, certain scripture, you know, it Psalm 26 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 26, 1 and 2. David said, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Look at verse 2. Examine me. Sit down. Look at yourself in the word, in the mirror. Take stock. This is not the kind of preaching we throw money on the altar. No. Decisions. We are making correct decisions. Godly decisions. Sit down. There were people that came into your life. They were to help you to get to the next level. What did you do to them? How did you relate to them? Am I talking to you? Stock taking. Every Christian must make that decision. Pensi pipaso. Write the vision and make it plain on tables. Sit down. Taking stock. Yeah. Take stock. Stock. We are taking stock of our lives. Interestingly, in Psalm 139, it's a very popular song that we learn in school. It's a hymn, actually. Verse number 23 and 24, the Bible says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. I love you, Nobuachi. Get ready. And know my thought, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Sit down and take stock. January, February, stock taking. It's a decision you must make before the year goes to. Say a good amen. Yeah. Stock ticket. Number three decision. Seek the face of God. Train me and him. Me and me say, and yeah, so from Kwane co waiting. Waiting, and soon, you know, when we say somebody is seeking the face of the Lord or waiting upon the Lord, it doesn't mean you have to go to Achia Mountains. You can be in your room for only 30 minutes. Quality time, and the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. That is also waiting. Sometimes these days, I wonder, what do you people call waiting? When we are waiting upon the Lord, we don't go with phones. We don't talk to anybody. Nothing is an emergency when we are waiting upon the Lord. If you have any emergency, deal with it. If I'm waiting upon the Lord for 3 weeks, I don't talk to my wife. My wife does not talk to me. Phones are off. Everything is cut off. These days I see people, they are waiting upon the Lord. They cover for, we are at Achia Mountain. Send your prayer request. What kind of nonsensical waiting is that? Waiting, it doesn't make any sense to me. You are there waiting upon the Lord and you have a phone and the phone is switched on. Achia is here. Agape. Agape. Achimota Forest. Yeah. Yeah, it is ube so seed. Like serious? Unbelievable. I am fanya kwanchere mao. Seed in one ya debia be to tomilo nomne. Any munto fufu mum. Ba kwanchere na fum. Ji fufu ni a benkwen. Very interesting. Seek the Lord. By now, God is, you know, speaking and the Bible said, they that love the Lord or they that fear God, he reveals his secrets to them. You see, Zoom Lion was an idea. That's why media was an idea. Ex-mineral water was an idea. God can give you one idea that can change your world. Only one.
seek God.
Lock your door. Ebrade afie. Uhu me say. Father, this year, how did you see me? Rate me. How is my performance? Yen aye tia I am not in any against blaster. Tana se na nya men so nya wo de. Sit down and let God rate you. 1/10. How are you going to score? How have I been doing? Rebuke me, brother. Tia me. Me mania tia me. Come isi goemu. You should be able to know. This is the time for waiting upon the Lord. Seeking the face of God. Let's read a scripture in the book of Amos. Finish reading that. Tell you that faith thing. And then let's start our question and answer. Amos chapter 5 verse 8. Amos chapter 5 and verse number 8. The Bible says seek him. Amos chapter 5. Verse number 8. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and the Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark with night. Seek him that calleth for the waters of the sea. Seek him that poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Seek the Lord. Before this year will go to an end. You don't need, you know, special yibia koshe baby. And only a dear will be on my koshe way na be. I'm just waiting. 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 Light physically, light, no heaviness, light. You work as our what? A common our spirit and your sharp. A com a Daniel Dian, your grace of war, watch it, Alia, Willie. A banner Ben Coupa or Babby C.S. Simo Ben Coupa or Babby C.S. Simo. And your mama. Eti ebo Yesu din ahwinsi ene ye de wo ho na be fu jimi anu mu jimi gu Yesu Kristo ni ya toya de ato ne so no onam no waziska toya de ato ne so onam no waziska. Seek the Lord. Number 4, let's do a revision. Number 1, be thankful. Number 2, take stock of your life. Number 3, seek the face of God. Number 4, listen to this carefully. Plan for the coming year. Sit down and plan. A year is coming and you need to plan. And there are 4 ways to plan, or 4 areas of planning. Number 1, spiritually. You should be able to plan. This is going to be my Bible study life, my prayer life this year. I'm going to, you know, make sure that every Tuesday I'm in Bible study. I want to be part of every service on Sunday without missing church. I want to prepare my offerings next coming year. I want to give the Lord 20 cedis or 50 cedis or 100 or 200 cedis as an offering. Every service is my commitment. I want to make sure I don't miss my time. These are preparations spiritually. I want to make sure that every vow that I made, I have redeemed it. Me ninya meka. Me ko ba no ho baby e da so sense ma pampa so. Spiritually, it's a plan. Number 2, physically. I realize that most of these Christians don't have time and don't not pay attention to the physical body. You me bro ho no mu a, you know, but nipedia nso nkanwa wintimi nyehwe nipedia nkanwa adum bi ya wose wanya adwuma. Without the body, the spirit can never function. Eti mama comfort day, I saw a picture the other day. I don't know whether I still have it. It's a picture, you know, that Mama Cathy. Go to Mama Cathy's page, Steve, and get me a picture. It's a picture of a 74-year-old, two 74-year-olds. One is in a wheelchair and one is in a boxing glove. They are all 74. Mama Cathy, look for Mama Cathy on Facebook and draw that picture out for me. Just type Mama Cathy. C-A-R-T-H-Y. And then draw that picture and put it on the screen for us. Many people don't care about this body. Oh, what that Quran, Dr. Fua Baba, because something very, very, very nonsensical to the mind. Now, catch it all. Now, you know, we will go answer. Because here, why you check up farm? Mr. Sambo, Jimmy Boy, with aspects, Jimmy Boy. Dr. Fua, what a sorry moon, Jimmy Boy. A preacher was preaching in South Africa and collapsed and died in church. Never forget that Bishop Bob Hoxton collapsed on Christmas on the altar and died. Never forget, I met a preacher, you know, who was part of the Liberal Catholic Church, you know, with my uncle Bosman in London. The man finished preaching like I'm doing right now and sat down. And whilst he sat down, he bowed his head like he's praying. Iti umu. Gone. Strange. Strange. How many people exercise every day? Yeah, it's a good practice. I have for me, you know, my woman, so I will be a man. I'll be a hard, it will be a crowd, honey, or crowd. Because it will be recovery, how could you enjoy so better? Because there is no cardiac endurance. And so many people, when you see them, they are aging too fast. Above the watch any age. Have we got it? Have we gotten it? Put it there, let's see. Both women are 74. One is in a wheelchair. Body, you know, from 50 years, it begins to fall off fast. What to say after 50 years, I've been mem. Because the DBB, I will make it. On Sunday, I don't know. On Sunday, I think on Sunday, if Alabaster City nearby. Okay, this is the picture. Both women are 74 years, and they say the choice is yours. Mammy, our TV team, we are 74. When so? They're 74. Baba Kwenya, six pack. Bakonswenya one pack. But in a kunya more trains will be. Or he will walk on a beba. This one is also having life. Physically! And physically is what Romans chapter 12 talk about. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans 12 verse 1, that you present your body, not your spirit, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, that is your reasonable service. I bring my message to a close. Let's start question and answer. I think that it should be part of your thing next year. Register in a gym. Walk 3 kilometers every day. Walking 3 kilometers every day before you go to work. Because after 50 years, the body is falling off. And when you want to keep it, you can keep the body firm. Your muscles will be firm. When I talk about these things, I talk about it with passion. Most of my friends died at between 35 and 45. 35 and 49. I didn't think as I say, yes, sir, when I have a Quran in Amma, I'm here so far. I know a father, I will not mention his name. When he closes from those days when he used to be at Abusuka, he closes from and the driver will get him off at National Theater. And he will walk from National Theater to East Legon every day. Driver not dear name no nante. From National Theater to East Legon. Now that's 11 kilometers plus. More than that. Because in 93, he had a chemota. I bear him. Yet you need to say, condition move of fear, be all care, move, be all over, so he be all them away. Oh, chill. I'm an Ifunufa. Because you need to sweat. Let me just switch up. We will get these guys to come and help us. Plan physically. Financially, she's got a funny pants this year, and you come on money. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you be a man who knew the opposite. Financially, you need to be able to plan this kind of impulse buying. No, please, we need to show the car shop. No, I got to add you name the other idea. Minim kaze ne ye wawa kanenu ayeti abekan ubi timi you know you go to people's room and they have decorated their room with Milo milk this way chocolate drink you know they are as decor why the guy just say Milo your decoration huh why the guy just say chance in your decoration President Mills tia sinu say Milo ya decorating one day mother. Milo ni ya decorate ama milo ni se ube kona botwa ne eshe chenzi. Abe kaha yitimi decorate geisha sub ki sub ni ya de decoration ne wade. Hey, wade mo efu wo semina nwa yishenzi. Adwene nye. Mo a mo want to magu madaka mu na me pese mi bisa o wa asase Holland and to mama akomako 20 can buy you a land and do a foundation abena obisi dan cement is 100 cedis to mano na to asase si dan financially. Lastly, strategically, we need to strategize. Strategic planning strategically. Because I tell people this morning, I was saying on the radio that Uma Sodibia echo so nicely organized and people are blessed and all that. Good foundation. Uma woman sua a poor market. Uma bukeskem. And a stock was saying, no, a book is coming. What do you would have? A software, you're offering, we need a church lady, a shaker boot. Because software being changed many years ago when I was in South Africa, I visited a bishop who came from Swaziland. And, you know, I was shocked. The church closed, and then they opened a scar boot, V8. And collected bags of money and put it in the boot and closed the car. And then we went to a restaurant. When we went to the restaurant, he took one of the bags to the table. And then when the food was about to be paid, to my surprise, he opened the bag. And the offerings that were taken that day, he pulled money from that offerings and paid for the food. I said, what are you doing? Said, oh, the money is mine. How can the money be yours? How can the money be yours? The last time I went to South Africa, He was ejected from the place, from one place to another place. Six places they ejected him. And now there is no church. No foundation. Money is yours? Really? The suffer make a decision like this. Omo ken si kano. We yano di ashene dros mo. We yano di so di ashene dros. Ibi di share ha, ibi di share. Eh, mi ambo, mi ambo. Bring me the stool. Let's close. Ibi di share ni mu, ibi di share ni chi. Number 5, decision. Know where God has planted you. Ubiyani baby and yamia planting as you be shirano. 1 Kings 17:3-4. 1 Kings 17:3-4. The Bible said, put it in GNT. In GNT, the Bible said, leave this place and go to the east and hide yourself near Cherith, the brook, east of the Jordan. God is giving a specific direction. And he said that, you know, in verse 4, the brook will supply you water to drink. And I have commanded the ravens to bring you food there. Everybody say there. Say it one more time. Say it one more time, please. There. No. Psalm 92, the Bible was talking about something very interesting. Psalm 92, verse number 13. The Bible said, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. God has planted some in Presbyterian Church, Methodist Church. God has planted some in Apostolic Church, Shiloh Tabernacle, Royal House Chapel, Solid Rock Chapel, Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry. And God has brought you to Alabaster. If God planted you somewhere, be there. When you move from that place, you have missed the blessing. So let's say that God planted you here and you move to Assemblies of God. Your miracle has been planted in Alabaster, but you are at Assemblies of God. You have missed it. Put the scripture back. He said, no, let's go back to the First Kings. You know, in First Kings, he said, leave this place and go eastward and hide yourself by the Cherith Brook east of the Jordan. The brook will supply you water to drink, and I have commanded the ravens to bring you food there. So the ravens have a command to go to a particular place. If they come and you are not there, you have missed it. Be on mobile. Sorry, 1, 2. I'm into Assemblies of God, Kakra. Meko si so akohwe. Afi onu a meko awu yo. Mozamadisco. 18 Angels of God, 7 Stars Ministry. O de onwa jim. Eko no ma shi insense aye asori dem ozi kumo mu muji dem. Ite wompia pite wompia pite wompia pite wompia 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 wompia. Mungoso. Yakwa akwama wo bepona zunzunzori bi shi wire moho. Omu na no mototo sa anyumwe. Namzo de munje wire moho. Yo. Hallelujah. Let's do a revision. 5 decisions every Christian must make before the year goes to a close. Number 1, be thankful. Number 2, take stock of your life. Number 3, please make time and seek the face of God. Number 4, yay, plan for the coming year. Number 5, know where God has planted you. Because all your blessings are going to be connected to where God has planted you. And this year I have told you, Suru Nyame, Fawontoneso, Isuye Nyansa. Is it Suru Nyame? Fawontoneso. I can't hear you. Is it Suru Nyame?
See what I say? I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus for your people. I'm asking for your guidance. Holy Spirit, guide us and lead us and help us to know you and love you and serve you well and bring forth fruits of righteousness and repentance. May we become your pleasure. I stand here and rebuke every satanic order that from now until 31st December, no weapon formed against your people will ever prosper. Deliver us from evil speedily in Jesus' name. And may your grace and your help support our children in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Get a microphone. Clap your hands for the Lord. Get a microphone. I have 5 questions. And you have any question? It doesn't have to be the things I'm talking about. Any question at all is fine. You can raise your hands, mention your name, and then talk to me. Let's do this. I have 2 microphones. So it's 5 people. Talk to me. You stand, you mention your name to me and talk to me.
Good evening, Daddy.
Good evening, sweetie.
I'm Vera in Shraba Tete.
God bless you.
I want to find out when we'll have Alabaster on campus, because I studied 4 years on UCC campus, and because there was no Alabaster, I had to join another church or sometimes watch on Facebook. So I want to know when we'll have a branch on campus.
Thank you very much. People like you should have been the ambassador on campus. You don't go expecting us to bring somebody. You are the ambassador on campus. And so I am going to mobilize all our sons and daughters that are on the campus from Legon, UCC, KNUSD, UPS, Central University, and all that. And then we can be able to strategize and see how best we can be able to go there. 2023, I should be able to make it a point, not only campuses, tertiary campuses, but also secondary and even JHS, you know, schools. I will want to do a lot of schools next year, God willing. But it will be a joy for me to use my Sunday afternoons or Sunday late evenings to preach in the universities. It will be a joy to speak to people like that. Yeah, I know they would love to come and hear the word of the Lord. I mean, these young people, anytime I'm on the campus, is overflowing. Maybe we should, you know, obey the voice of the Lord through your voice and then make it a solid priority and ordain student leaders to be their shepherds and their pastors to do that job. The Lord bless you, my dear. All right. Clap for her. All right. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pamicho ye frem me ma Monica. Pamicho mi mi free hana. Me be share me nananom.
Okay.
Na me ba ne ma me ko asori bi. Na moye program na mi betwem ha. Na de ne touch me na me ba enti. Me ti asem na ba ye no. Ma nko bio na won ba me so sa won se. Mi nsire bi be ba na. Medwane afi ba bi a me wono na me sume ba e na asem ni nti mentumi ngai nko bi o ama me ba no kra na ne mentema e basabasa
eh
se men san ko ho ti de ba bi a me ba na ne bu efu mpa cho de enti chese sisi a de o ka se bi a wo ba bi na ofi ho na ukọ ba bi a ama sisi a no ma
wason twetwe eh de me pesa me ka ne se baby, I will come at one. I want a plant. I tell my team all the time, we're going to come anywhere. Aha. I say it all the time. It would you say, we're coming anywhere? We're coming aha. Oh, he might not. Would you say, we're coming our horns? But we're kidding. No, it's the truth. Tell the people the truth. People have been planted in places. So where you believe God has planted you, I have these working class families who come to Bible study every Tuesday without missing.
They know why they are here. They know what they want and why they are going for it. Oftentimes they come from work, and this is why I don't want to go beyond my time, because they need to go home, get something to eat, and rest. Because they just close from work and they are coming from work. Amen. Go where your heart is. Like I tell my pastors, let's say that you feel like listening to Pastor A or Prophet B or Bishop C or Asumesi D, and you don't have Kofi Obro's message, you are in the wrong place. Leave to Rokola, no ne tochene, ne friha, ne ko whoever you are listening, following, go there and go and be blessed. I tell them to do that. Obia ne te se nto sufo bebere saso, obia wane customer. Obia wane customer. Entu su onyini nyono, na obia customer aba. Amen. The Lord bless you. Mommy police, talk to me.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Sir, give her some volume on that microphone.
If you say me business, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm first, you know, now you look warm Christian, even though now you have become a good Christian and you want to practice the correct one. Now maybe there were issues, and then you've forgiven the person from your heart. You have nothing against the person. Please, do you still have to go and do a physical reconciliation, or because you have forgiven the person, maybe the person might not have the same feeling that you have and it can generate another issue? Is it okay to forgive the person from your heart and then live your life? Thank you, sir.
Medas. The other time Jesus was speaking and said that if you come to the altar to present your offering and remember that you have an ought against somebody, leave it by the altar. Go home and reconcile with the person. He didn't say wait for the person to say sorry to you. Go and reconcile. I tried not to be on Aduangomasu with anybody. At a point, there was this agent guy, I've said the story many times. Na na mechia na onyeso. Ni huno na mebo abenya umbua. Iti ubichire me baby o wana me time onwa. Mehwe time on kwa na woho. Ena, yesa me koho, mi hunsu woba. Uhumi opesu ukrep. Nam say, unia niye. Breakthrough be aba, breakthrough be aba, ya no one style be wa kung kung so come to him say, breakthrough be aba, unia. We dem sit on me pa chom, odi eti de mekano. And then, or dini tiba for my roll the glass, dam be a and I'm say, tenase, sika be aba, gwe, what's here, chet, tenase. Or di ame menen fit, tenase. But tenase, na mi roll glass, and I'm two can. Yekon, I'm say, well, yes, I jimmy enwe, ya u jimmy. I say, jimmy enwe. I didn't say who no na did that. My pet dying amame. Ena dying no. Mo agents mo ya three. Commission no. A 2 months rent. Ena me dia ma baako. Samu unkoche. Sa o koye na ya ma ubi. Eno jen se. Me na man fane dia mano. Ti wejwa lai. Ti. Eni am ti ti bi man woke. Eni am cheni se. Depend on any pa, bonne, with a shower come and more, beco bonsem gym. She said, maybe bompa yamau. Nama bobby swam, mameho. Call me ni usika. Sika no me dear Jawen, your mamma, what dear, or so be mamma, me dear dear, and yasin be no. Nam bompa yamano. May boss ampa and the day may bobby man debia. It me a bompa ye say a ba, sorry, you know. Did they see a sokania say and sokania so a HM say? Every one when you used to demoboa me in a man and tears here say a sokania. No, my bonnet, son, a tea, 1 year trim. Timmy Bobby Markway. If you and I'm said, then be any area why a ton and as I see the house about could be a high young girl. Ya boom. So, Obi or Honomoa on Peso no Casa, Obi or what way did you for? One in it, Tanase Barco. onipa omua no problem. Bible se penipa mienu anamiensa na fa asem kro no ato menim wentia bunese oyebusunsumne. And then you leave that case to that person. There are some people who have left your life, they have moved on. You can just release them in your heart. But if there are people that, for example, there is a lady who comes to church here, he came with a gentleman, and I introduced him to parents and all that. We all knew, the church knew, everybody knew. And then suddenly one day, just text message, I just said, it is over between us. He went to marry another woman. 3 years after their marriage, they can't make babies. Next month na brantie na eyerenyam. So sometimes you need to tour an amount. Sometimes too, the person have moved on, forgive the person in your heart and move on as well. Amen. Question number 4 or 3.
Good evening, Papa.
Good evening, sweet.
My name is Yah. I have 2 questions actually.
All right, make it snappy.
I will. My first question is, you spoke on the 5 decisions today that we talked about
that's
physical
right.
health.
Yeah.
So I know McAfee and Gideon and I had talked about it some time ago, and I'm asking, going to 2023, is there any possible way, like maybe one Saturday a month, like, you know, we can organize like a health walk for like the church members and even people from Forest? Because like you said, a lot of people don't take their health serious in Ghana. That's one thing I have came to realize. Living here.
Okay, let me hear the second one, then
and
I can round them up.
The second one, you know how like every Sunday you preach and you say, right? And then like it comes to this thing where if somebody meets you, like obihun wahasea, like no pewa, and they express that like they like you, but you're not interested in them, and you tell them politely, like, you know, I'm not interested in you, and then they come to you with this forceful, like, you know, I had a dream about you. God said I'm supposed to. Like, how do you, like, I'm CC. She just said it's true. Like, so how do you deal with somebody like that, not trying to be rude to them? Because you've been polite before, and then they're pressuring you, and now they're using God said, but God didn't talk to me. So.
All right. And. In every house, there is a father or there is a mother. So when people are driving you to the wall like that, you bring it to the leadership. And then the leadership will invite whosoever and talk to that person. Personally, I don't believe anybody should propose to anybody with the name of God. I don't believe it. If you like somebody, say, I like you. That's it. Me fele o matia tu dum. Me fele wa. Me se me fele. Case closed. But for you to say the Lord says I shall marry you. Oh, I have said all of that nonsense for a long time. I have heard people who said the Lord says I shall marry you. And then the marriage turns out in a divorce. So which God caused the divorce? So the point is this. If anybody confronts you like, I like you, I love you, whatever, I think that straight away bring it to the leadership. There is this gentleman or lady that is pestering me. I feel that this pestering is leading to harassment. I don't want it. Then we will call the person and rebuke that person sharply. Case closed. Case closed. You know, Dede was talking to me the other time. There was a lady, one of our online members who lives in the States, came online one time. They were commenting and all that. Then there came this guy who also, you know, commented and then said, can I inbox you? And then he inboxed there. I don't know what they said. And then the lady, the gentleman was like, you know, I can get you a match. I run a dating site. I can, you know, basically he was talking about pimping. You know, I can connect you. I, like what you call hookups. I can hook you up with somebody, you know. And then they was telling the lady, sister, who be tiyen yamiya someone now by hookup. Ma weni mna unso. Now, because we are tearful, and then she went back and blocked this person and all that. I've told the media people, you know, when people come up and they're talking to people and sometimes replying people, I like you, your picture, you know, sometimes we put up our pictures online and somebody can look at a beautiful young, I mean, this church is full of beautiful people, you know, and say, this chick is nice. We quickly block you and delete the comment. We are not here for chicks. No, we are not. This is a very serious apostolic ordered church. We are not here for chicks. Everybody is working at their salvation with fear and trembling. So the chick be hard, did babe, this dude. No. Don't bring your madness to the house of God. So quickly we block you and come, you know, delete the comment. Yeah. So we always have a team behind the comments. Each comment is monitored. Each comment is monitored. As for the people who come talking rubbish, there is no heaven, hell, homocratic, we don't wait for them to finish writing. We block and delete. Yeah. Create your own page and talk your nonsense there. Don't bring it here. Amen. And then the health walk. I have spoken to the day that it's not, I mean, when you look at other churches like ICGC, Dr. Altabel leads the church in a life walk every year. And I think that, you know, once it's not even enough, we need to be able to ubi ohono mu ayamfa ma sorry, this kind of thing, they will never do it. Yeah, they will never, because exercise takes a lot of discipline, you know, to do. For instance, me, if I was not doing radio every morning, it would be difficult to go to the gym every morning. It would be very difficult. But from the radio, I can easily do that, and by the grace of God, it's helping out. So not only exercising, but to everybody, good dieting. And this is where we need the dietitians to come and help us, because Christosum or Christianity is not only about spirit, spirit, spirit. Yeah, spirit, spirit, spirit will not help. You know, we need a balance. Here a little, there a little, and then we are building up. So health walk, yes, we are going to organize some of them and see how it goes. But Jesus celebration gives us an opportunity every Easter for us to bring our fun games to Alabaster City, bring all other affiliate churches to the place. So that also is a plus for us to be able to exercise, see women play football, running, umpy, stuff like that. It is all a form of exercise that the Bible said profited a little. And that little is significant. So let's look at it. My last question. Okay. The lady. Yes, sweetie.
Good evening, Daddy.
Good evening, sweet. Your name?
Please, I'm Diana.
Diana, talk to me.
Daddy, my question is about Christmas. The reason why we celebrate Christmas. And that, in fact, and can the one my inquiry say, yen bisa question anka me a me bisa o that the end me do me TV because of preacher be in some or can concerning Christmas, how the reason why we celebrate Christmas and why nature yen say Jesus Christ was born on 25th December ain't in a year celebrating Christmas at that time. And I face so you call 31st night. thinking we are entering a new year. Why not say and say 1st January, a new year that we are entering? In fact, that it was Basa Biwa Miti Menti Asi. Nti me pese me unhunu.
Me da si bebre. Babro si yinti yinsi unhunu. Fasi akika si se diye wu kika yu preach akuri. Fasi akika nwoke. En ha unkura ma wu wakasa mba. I remember when we every Christmas we put up a Christmas tree. By Sunday it will be here. Some people had a big issue about a Christmas tree. Why do you put Christmas tree? It is a bosom, it's idolatry. You don't like Christmas tree, and I like Christmas tree. Do you? Is there a problem? I bought my Christmas tree and I put the Christmas tree there. What is your problem about that? You don't want a Christmas tree, no problem. Keep it like that. But why do you have a problem with my Christmas tree? I don't understand. Now, I don't entertain people like that. Just same like I do not entertain when people are bringing their dogmatic imposition. Why is it that these people, they don't wear duku? Why have they made makeup? Why do they wear trousers? You know, I don't even want to get into the debate. I don't go into the debate. Ochina Echi, we are going for a crusade at Yaoman. Go and see how people are lost. You have never won a soul before. Your job is debating nonsense. I don't want to debate with you. My job is saving the lost. And following what the principles of the word of God is talking about, and not debates. Baptism should be by immersion. Some will say by sprinkling. People speaking in tongues is not good. We shouldn't speak in tongues. We don't have to go to church on Sunday. Sunday means the sun god. Sunday means the whatever. I don't care when Jesus was born. July, June, August, September. I don't care. Unipagura when I'm also a birthday. Also a birthday. We also a birthday, do birthday, so I will post it. Plus one today. Happy birthday to me. How hypocritical it is when you come to debate Christmas and say that, you know, Jesus was not born on 25th and it was 25th. It was winter. So winter, how can the shepherds go to a muedi didaka? I don't care. I don't care. What I care is that he was born, he died for me, and I come here to celebrate him. And I don't hide it. God has raised me up to shut all nonsense in the house of God. And that is my job. You see, all this debate, let me tell you something that, you know, they normally debate. Jesus picture that is posted there, Mary picture. Who is Mary? Who Mary? I don't know. So there are certain things that are not necessary. What I have done is to take my cross and follow Christ. Simple as that. So, in answering your question, sweetie, they would debate about that. And these debates are what the Bible called doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Let's try first. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The fourth chapter, verse number 1. The Bible said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, put it in GNT. In GNT, listen to exactly what the word says. The Spirit says clearly that some people will abandon the faith in the latter times. They will obey lying spirits and follow the teachings of demons. And teachings of demons, when people started teaching women not to wash themselves,
and found sign shower set and who were on home and yes, I woke up in some gym. One woman followed the teaching for 6 months, went to the hospital for a test, and the doctor could not stand the stench on the woman. The doctor said, whilst he was throwing up, Dr. Nefeno catched the nurse and he said, ah, mami asume si di enko wura meha ne hu perfume. Because in church na catch him say perfume non so. Eya bonsam dia. Jejere na nga njem sa atade enzu ya bonsam dia. Odros enzu ya bonsam dia. Mobile phone enzu ya bonsam dia. Car na uche ne ya bonsam dia. Internet na wode kekan kwase asem no enon so ya bonsam dia. Ejeje na nkeka wenum na anjero. Please, any amfem kunzira enidi enjuse enyare jata de na yemus wapodam what ya homa ya it is doctrines of devils and the teachings of a yebibri why we ya me say ebedru baby no ubehunu I look at young girls. I'm a headset, I'm a woman, did you quatch it? She was so gas. Why? Who person boduku? But don't try to impose it on another person. Keep your thing to yourself. I'm a young girl. I'm a crazy, 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 Fanny Sam Mikofio drew a buyer did the Rita or so a hunch, a chili be fine. A good scene or him, you will see a difference of or so on. Walk when I am man, so or send man. Hallelujah. My last question online. All right, the gentleman, I will let you speak. Mommy, police, do it. Sin happy for me.
Remember, I went to Mama to ask her something. I don't know, maybe she told you. It's all about maybe I'm in one of the ministries, and then somebody needs something so urgently. And because I am not the sole power, I cannot do it, and I have to maybe fall on somebody else. But that someone maybe will need something before they will assist. So as a good Christian, do I have to? Or I have to let that person I know, maybe alabaster person comes to you that, madam, I need this help. Maybe I have an opportunity and then I can't let it slip. But then I cannot also take all the responsibility by paying. So if I should take something from the person to do what I'm supposed to do so that the opportunity does not slip, am I doing something wrong? Because any time you talk about those are the passports, those are the
ECG.
Yes, and then
DVLA.
Yes, sir.
Police.
Yes, sir.
There is a difference between a gift and bribery. In Ghana, there are a lot of bribery. Because if I be bishop, I'm in famano. That's bribery. Ma me fan ko hu peni no. That is bribery. Me me ma bribe. But obi aye bibi. Ade ene ye wo fe. Na o pese o da na se. That's different. Sometimes obi kura nye bibi. Unia. Ya mi nshira ho. Uni pa che di ebo kwa ema no. But for me too. For example, 3 days ago in the United States, I think it is Atlanta Police Department, the police chief or your bar was stopped. I will get there, whether it's Atlanta or somewhere. The police chief, this was on CNN. And then immediately the younger officers or your mufti or then the boyfriend, the APA, and I think they had drunk, somebody was drunk, and the police stopped them. And then quickly she removed her badge and flashed the badge. And you know, international police, they have 3 body cameras all over. So the body camera picked it. And the people in the office spotted it. that if the police chief has flashed her badge, as I'm speaking to you, she's suspended for investigation. America does not entertain fraud. Fraud. Today, I traveled with Mama Christie to Adam, and I was sad. We met four or three police barriers. As a good citizen, the police lift their hand and stop the car. I was not driving. One of my assistants were driving. He stopped. I said, stop. He stopped. We rolled the glass. Oh! Safo! Good morning. Safo, and the Obeshirame, spiritually and physically. Is that why we are stopped? I want to write to the IGP on Monday. This is a disgrace to the service. And then I pulled some new notes and gave it to the young man and prayed for him like I do. Lord, help this man to know the light. We moved to the next stop. Ding, 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 stop. And they are stopping big cars. They are not stopping smokers, stopping big cars. Stop. Your boys are here. He says, why you stop me? And so Sylvester said, the next time they stop us, we won't stop. And I said, no. The uniform is talking. The coat of arms is talking. Stop. And yeah, but the same. Mobidia correct. Car no way. Insurance another. No. There was nothing. Your boys are here. Go, go. Papa, me follow. Papa, me shop. Now, so be anywhere, obey, follow me. I had the way. Obey, anywhere, obey, follow me. I had the way. Bribery. But near me, you're British Bruni Jinawa. O Ferreno. O Sireska. O Sro. Adani ama purosi ejuma ne ya esta. Mame ba akomedeshi e. Rosu papa, ejuma ne funome. Nam sa adani. O se ema wile ho. O se, o jina wubina ache keno na, o di two city sa shell lines in smo. O se, no, me, ma ketu yasu mi di. E di enam di two city se ye. So, mami police, adie biya that will go beyond your conviction. I have told my wife, "Mini akajine mumba woda, mini bima ubiada." I tried to say, "Mamenye." Some say, "We mini ya nti modi amomfa mano when ti akura mwa mini bima woda." Don't do it. Amen. Let's take the last one and close, and then we go online. Sir, talk to me. Your name? Give him a microphone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, my name is Ambrose.
Ambrose, talk to us.
I want to ask a question on holiness. What make one holy? Or what constitutes holiness?
Very simple. You have asked a simple question, but the answer is complex. Before you can understand holiness, let's divide it into few: chastity, sanctity, pristinity, holiness and righteousness. Five things. You know, sometimes we confuse righteousness with holiness. Sometimes we confuse sanctification with holiness. When we say holiness, you know, it is different from being pure. It's different. Morality is divided, and one of the departments is holiness. And so when we say somebody is holy, that person has been set apart. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse number 6 downwards, he said, before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I knew you. Yeah. Okay, go to verse 3. Verse number 3, he said, it came to pass in verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me, say, before I formed you in your mother's, in the belly, I knew you. And before you, listen to this, before that you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you. Put it in a different version. In another version, the Bible said, I selected you to be my prophet to the nations. Yeah. The other version, it says that, I had a holy plan for you, a prophet unto the nation. Another version is saying, before you came, I set you apart. That is holiness. She said, you are one chance in Ufia, who are you did him with the beer, and I will be in Sushia, that came more. I will be woman, those in chance are set apart. Another word for holiness will be special. Special. Jensen glasses be over a special. Napkins be over. Tray be over a special. Plate be over a special. Sana yenya ye wehe. Inya befe Christo. Na ya ye special. That word special is the same word holy. Inti sa plate, no. Panzebia me de Rolls Royce abisiha. The car is costing almost like $1 million. Na me de baya na mo frebi person mo de ade sinsa ho ka ni special okura wo roso e sibi an kan fam mahana obi ade bibia babisa because it's special to you. That is another word for holy. Amen. Set apart wo ye kronkron me urade ya te ne ho asie ame urade ye mfa ne nye ne ma basa basa. Say me jina hoya de bi owa unti bi fan susu me da say me se me ye koda wunyin what you say because you know that I am set apart for the Lord. Amen. All right, online two.
Thank you very much, sir. One from Nana Texan. She says that she
come in.
She was talking about tithing.
Tanya, and so one of the cameras can pick what you are saying.
She was talking about tithing and she was asking if one can pay her tithe in two parts, pay some in Ghana and pay some in the US. And then again, can she pay tithe to a pastor?
Look into that camera and be talking. Now, okay. Whilst I am answering that question, just like I was saying, where your heart is. The tithe is not to Usu Children's Home or Esiakwa Children's Home. You can be generous to the children's home. You can go and give alms, as the Bible says. Give to the children. That's our obligation. But not the tithe. Let me read what the Bible talks about tithe. Malachi chapter 3, verse number... let's start from verse 10. The Bible said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. Turn this into a different version. Maybe let's see how it puts it, verse number 10. Bring the full amount of the tithe to the temple. Tithes are for the temple. Minti mean for me tight, na me de call me fan se ubi te kwan won siri siri scan ma kuja to ne chensi mu wrong place. Miti mi aye na ye but enye me tight. Tight is for temple so that there will be plenty of food there. And then put me to a test if I will not open the windows of heaven to you. And nunti na ubi ba aha. Nase uhiamwa say a member be fine cuisine, we can be able to help that person. We should be able to help that person. Say amen. Yeah. I was talking to the pastors and I was telling them, say, Brunya, ubia wenya emoangwa koko and all that. We should be able to help that person. Na ononso sedi any kani any jibia banini. Amen. Yeah. And that is what does all that. It will be to meet you everywhere. You may not meet you everywhere, but can praise be. Now, to you the Akawa and Quetia praise be. It was split in a title, the Biko and Cry, sorry, Oko, and in the crew, sorry, Oko. So you can do that. Talk to me. Next yes, one. Sir,
the final one from Wanda Akuloku. That's our one. Why do parents feel that their children are
lower
too...
Lower that microphone for me, please.
Why do parents feel that their children are too young to understand spiritual things but are not reluctant to the things of the world?
All right. You see, most of our the children in our children's church are teaching us a lot of lessons. The children love God and they want to know more about Christ. But we realize that most parents who come here are not committed to God. And the question, you know, our Sunday school is not like one teacher standing as I'm doing. Our Sunday school is what I'm doing right now. I'm making it interactive. That is how our Sunday school is. This is why we want our Tuesday service to be like this. You know, some of the Tuesdays, I will not even preach anything. I will just come read few scriptures and then open the floor like this. And then we are to, because enyema bibirewa, echire yagene, preaching bibirewa, ye jeso amen, but ye ntiasye. You know, especially when we go Greek, you know, from nurses, kononaya, and all that. No one say, hey, in kononaya. you know, especially when we preach and we poop, I declare in the name of Jesus, God will bring there is coming. When was of the make a become president, preach everyone to see, yeah. To your point, and me says, Mom, and you preach here, what you have so children and tears here. I'm sorry, na yet, didn't you? Who was I'm sorry, na yet? Into we bring it here, and then you be poor, so that be a chill wideness, be a one tears here. Anything that you do not understand and comprehend, we can be able to bring it down for you to be able to understand it. The Lord bless you. Stand to your feet and let's pray. And I'm telling the parents, please, your children are teaching a lot of lessons. They love God, they want to know Christ. Sometimes you play all kinds of awkward music in your car. The children are confused whether to take the one here or the one you are playing in your car. Your two hands are on your heart. CSMO, answer now. Ye me free, we are born in now. Ansana, waba. Ye me free, we are born in now. Ansana. Ask the Lord to strengthen you and to enable and help you to follow Christ with your cross. We want to serve the Lord well. We want to serve the Lord well. We want to serve the Lord well. Serve the Lord well. Pese a sum yamie. Now ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you. Wherever you are weak, tell the Lord to strengthen you. Give me strength. Give me strength. Oh! Show me the name. Pese me ye. Ye si mi kwen ne yi fri ho. Shamedere. Strengthen me, Lord. As the year goes to a close, whatever you are trusting God for and believing Him for, commit all unto the hands of the Lord. Faithful is our God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Come on. My God. Hallelujah. You don't know Christ as Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, I surrender all to you. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. From today, I will serve you in spirit and truth in Jesus' name. Father, I commit your people into your hands, and I'm asking for your blessing from now until the coming of the Christ. In Jesus' precious name. Let the rest of the days until this year comes to a close, let it be victorious and testimonial to your people in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Pick up an offering. Those of you watching online, pick up an offering. Let us honor the Lord. The numbers are going to be on your screen. Pick up an offering. I declare in the name of Jesus, you will not run dry. May the grace of God continue to be your portion. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me use the opportunity to thank everybody who have sown seeds, contributed for the Yaoman and Achiaman Crusade. Thank you very much. We are moving in, God willing. As a matter of fact, the advance team is there working. We are going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will inaugurate the church, Alabaster Yaoma. And so keep praying for us. Right after the service, I'll meet Team Alabaster, to plan for our movement to that place. I pray that when your seed touches the altar, heavens will open to you. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you. Come and engage the altar. Sing to the
Lord. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll have your way in me. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm waiting.
Lord, have your way, Lord,
I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I'll live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm waiting,
have your way,
say, Lord, I give you my heart, I
give you my soul,
Lord, live for you alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I wake,
have your way,
have your way.
Say, Lord, I give you my heart,
I give you my soul,
I live for you.
The Lord bless you. We love you. We are praying for you. Please take care of yourself and watch the snares. And may the Lord protect you from every evil. Today I have taken almost about 40 minutes over my time.
The reason is because of the question and answer. So what I'm going to do Tuesdays, I will start at 6 exactly, and then I will do up to 7, 1 hour. And then after 7, I open up the floor for the question and answers. And then by 7:30, we are gone. So that's how it will be. So when you are coming, there will be no prayer, praise, worship, and all that. It's a teaching service. I start at 6. Say amen. And so I can keep time. So forgive me for today. The Lord bless you. The two hands are lifted. Let us pray. Now I commend you to the God of the Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May He protect you from all blatant demonic assault. He who have called you is faithful. May He accomplish that which He has begun in your life. May the Lord take you home safely. And from now until December the 31st, may God fulfill every desire of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, no weapon formed against you will prosper. It is well with you. You are blessed and highly favored. Jesus' name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, surely all the days of our lives, we will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Look in the eyes of somebody and tell them, steal. And then tell the person,
this is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.